Daftes. We know that every 50 years is Yovel. So the year 50, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is both Yovel and year 1 of the next cycle of Shemitah. So year number 56 becomes the next Shemitah year. The Rabbanan say the Pasuk says Yovel hi. So that year number 50, is Yovel only. And the 7-year cycle for Shemitah does not begin till year 51. So the next Shemitah year is the year number 57. Rabbi Akiva says any plowing in the 6th year that would benefit the 7th year is also. And what grew in the 7th year cannot be harvested in the 8th year. The Gemara says the fast of Yom Kippur needs Taisvus Yom HaKippurim. You need to add a little bit before and a little bit after, since the Pasuk says Me Erev Ad Erev. And the same halacha applies to Shabbos as well. The Gemara says anyone who eats on Erev Yom Kippur, it's like he fasted on both the 9th and 10th day of the month of Tishrei. There are 3 special mitzvahs of Yovel. Number 1, blowing the shofar. Number 2, freedom for avadim, liberty, ukrasim dror baretz. And number 3, Yovel. That tells us that it's Yovel even if no one sold land or if they did not blow the shofar. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if no avadim are available to be set free, then we do not declare Yovel. Rabbi Yossi says that if they do not blow shofar, that's what cancels the Yovel, because they did not blow shofar. Dror means liberty or freedom. You can live wherever you want and do business wherever you want. The Gemara says when the Jews will be free to live anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, then Yovel will apply to the whole world. So today, for example, there is no Yovel. The Gemara says there are 2 types of years. For a year as a unit, Rosh Hashanah is declared in Tishrei. Tishrei, in other words, is the month for the beginning of the year. But for counting of months, Nisan is considered the beginning of the year. And finally, the Gemara says the din of Arla is tali in the parent tree, which provides nourishment to the other trees. Daf Yud. The din of Revai applies in the 4th year, but its Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Tu B'Shvat. When the Torah says par, it means that the par must be 3 years old. According to Rameir, it can be 24 months plus 1 day. This extra 1 day is equal to a full year. Yom Aleph is considered Kishana, and that makes up your 3rd year. Rebbe Lazar holds that you need 24 months plus 30 days, so the 30 days is necessary to create the 3rd year. By Nida, however, for the first day that the woman sees Dam, if she sees it 1 hour before Shkia, we say Mixes Hayom Kikule, and that day counts as a full day. But for her 7th day, we don't say Mixes Hayom Kikule, and she must wait until night to go to the mikvah. In order for a plant to take root, i.e. it cannot be planted before Shvius, it takes 30 days. This is according to Rebbe Lazar. So in other words, 30 days before, you're not allowed to plant. If you plant within this time frame before Shvius, then it must be uprooted. Rabbi Yehuda says the time frame that we're referring to is not 30 days, but rather 3 days. And Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon says it's a period of 2 weeks. The Mishnah in the 5th parak of Nida, Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis, sets the day of Bar Mitzvah at 13 years and 1 day. There are numerous pshatim, if this is 13 years and a second, or 13 years and 1 day. Rashi in Nazir, Daf Chavtes Amid Beis, says we learn from Levi, who was called Ish exactly at age 13. So that's the age that determines Bar Mitzvah. Taisvis, here on Daf Yud Amid Aleph, Divrei HaMaschil Ben, says that Bar Mitzvah is at 13 years and 24 hours. The Rama in Simen Nun Gimel, Sif Yud, says that if someone becomes Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos, he should not daven Marav for the Amid. But the Mogen Avram and the Mishnah Berurah say that it's okay as long as we're davening Marav after Tzeis HaKlechavim. Rabbi Eliezer says the world was created on Aleph B'Tishrei. What this really means is that Adam was created on Rosh Hashanah, but Bria Sa'elam, which was a few days before that, actually happened on Chaf Hei Elul. So according to him, we hold B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'elam. And the word Bereshis Bara Elokim, the word Bereshis, has the letters Aleph B'Tishrei. Also, during Tishrei, Avram and Yitzchak were born, and they died. Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Also, Sarah, Rachel, and Chanah conceived on Rosh Hashanah, and on Rosh Hashanah, Yosef was let out of prison, and the Avodah of Mitzrayim also stopped on Rosh Hashanah. But the Geula, however, of Mitzrayim was in Nisan. However, B'Tishrei Asidan Ligoyal, the upcoming, in the future, when the Geula will come, that will be in Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua argues, And he says the world was created on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He's referring, of course, to Adam Arisha. And Avram and Yaakov were born and died in Nisan. And Yitzchak, of course, also died and was born in Nisan. He agrees with all the other items of Rabbi Eliezer, except the Geula, which he says will be in Nisan. Daf Yud Aleph. We paskin that Brias HaOlam was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but Adam was created a few days later. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that all what was created in the Maaseh Bereishis was created fully mature, and everything was also created uniquely, in a way that it wanted to be created. The Gemara says the Avos are called mountains, and Hashem speeded up the Geula of Mitzrayim because of their schusim. As the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Midalag al Harim, Mikapetz al Hagvois. The Gemara says Nisan is called Chodesh Ziv, the Chodesh of Glory, since that's when the trees are glorious in bloom, with colors and flowers, and we make a bracha of Barach Shleichisar Me'ilamai. The Gemara says Hashem fills the years of tzaddikim, so they live mamish until the last day of the year they're supposed to live to. According to our Gemara, Hashem spoke to Avram Avinu on Sukkot, and Yitzchak was born the following Pesach, and that year was a leap year. The three malachim came to visit Avram 3 days after his bris milah. Taisvis brings the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, that the bris of Avram Avinu was on Yom Kippur, and the malachim spoke to him just before Sukkot. The Mechilta says that Yitzchak was born on the first day of Pesach. Rashi in Chumash, as he brings it from the Medrash Tanchuma, says that the Malachim spoke to Avram on Pesach, which is why we know that he fed the matzahs. And Yitzchak was born 1 year later, Ke'es Chaya Ulusar Rabbein, on the following Pesach. Our Gemara holds that the Malachim spoke to him on Sukkot. In Lecha Doidi it says, Saif Maaseh B'machshava Tchila, that although Shabbos was created last, it was actually thought of first. The Gemara says Chana and Rachel conceived on Rosh Hashanah. This is learned Gzeirah Shavah from Zechira Zechira. And Sarah is learned from Gzeirah Shavah Pekida Pekida Vashem Pakad as Sarah. In the 600th year of Noach, on the 17th day of the second month of the year, the Mabul began. Rabbi Yeshua holds Benisan Nivra Ha'olam, so that day that the Mabul began was on the 17th day of Iyar. That was the day that the constellation of Kima, Pleiades, changed its natural status. Hashem took away two of its stars, and it opened up the gates of Shemayim, so water would come pouring down onto the earth. Rebbe Eliezer, who holds B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, so according to him, the flood started on the 17th day of Cheshvan, and ended 40 days later on Chafzayim Kislev. And the constellation Kima was below the earth, but Hashem moved it to a position above the earth, and pulled the plug, so to say, on the two Kochavim, and then the Mabul started. And we have Akasha. According to the Gemara, by the Mabul, Hashem changed the world. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, since Kima is already on top of the earth in Iyar, so what exactly did Hashem change? So Rav Chisda answers, what he changed was, Bereischim kilkalu, ubereischim nidainu. With hot liquids they were corrupt, because they did the averus of Shechvas Zera, Gili Arayis, etc. So they were also punished with hot water. Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Peres is on Tu B'Shvat, but Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Yerakas is on Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei. The Gemara says that we follow Rabbi Eliezer regarding counting of years, but we follow Rabbi Yeshua regarding the seasons. Based on the Shemitah cycle, years 1 and 6 of the 7-year cycle, we bring Maaser Rishon. Of course, in year 7 we don't do anything. In years 1 and 2 and 4 and 5, we bring Maaser Sheni. And in years 3 and 6, we bring Maaser Ani. Rosh Hashanah is what divides the years to determine exactly which year it is that we're holding in. So determine, for example, if you're on the border between years 2 and 3, whether you bring Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani. Maaser Rishon is given to the Levi every year, since the Torah compares Maaser Rishon to a Nachla. Just like an inheritance never stops, so Maaser Rishon never stops either. Pasuk says, V'yal ha'leviyam tadaber, Nasati lachem me'itam benachalascha. Eisen and why in Shemitah do we not give the Levi Maaser Rishon? The answer is because Shemitah everything is considered hefker, so then there's no chiyuv at all to do anything. The Rosh Hashanah of Nedarim is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, so that's when people refer to Rosh Hashanah in discussions, that's the day they're referring to. In other words, it's Lashon B'nei Adam. The determination for vegetables of which year we go by is figured out Lagabi Basulakita from the time that it was picked. Fruits, we figure, from the time that they were formed, basar chanata. Tvua, produce, and zesim, are considered form when they've grown to one-third of their normal size. The Gemara says that although Shemitah is in year 7, but if Peres reached one-third of their growth before Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year, it still has the halachas of Shemitah on it. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael today, you could see this, once we're in the 8th year, even after it's Shemitah, there are still many things you cannot eat. We see this from the fact that Chag HaSukkos is mentioned in the Pasuk in the year after Shemitah. Daf Yud Gimel. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, how did the Rabbanan know that something, Peres, on Sukkos, they know that is when it was have grown to one-third? Are they such experts in agriculture that they know that by the time Sukkos comes around, it grows one-third? So Rabbi Zeir answered, you can't question the measurements of the Chazal, even though they were established due to Metzias. But if they said it, then that's the halacha. Because if you did, then how did they know that Memsa is enough for a mikvah, and that 39 is not enough? How do they know the difference between 39 and 40 is the difference between kosher and not kosher? It's based on a measurement of Amma Ba'amma Barum Shalash Amas. And that's a very precise measurement of Metzias. So how are they so sure? The answer is because we can't question the measurements of the Chazal. The Gemara says, as we said, that Shvius, the Chiyuv of Shvius and Maisrus, is determined for Peres Basar Chanata, from the time of the sprouting. Vegetables are determined Basar Lakita, from the time of the gathering. And Tvu and Zesim are determined through one-third through their growing process. A fourth measurement is for rice, millet, poppy, and sesame. And these we go after when they take root, Basar Hashrasha. If they take root before Rosh Hashanah, we go after that year. If it's after Rosh Hashanah, we go after the new year. So, for example, if you're on the border between the second and third year, it would make a difference whether you take Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani, and if you were between the sixth and the seventh year, whether it's a year of Shvius or not. There's a machlokes if in a field of old seeds mixed with new seeds, if you can mix them up and take off the proportions according to the mix. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri says, you can mix them since he holds yesh bila. Shmuel holds bila only works if it's shemen, if it's liquids, because a mixture of liquids really represents a full mixture. You know how it is when you mix liquids together, it mixes very well. Mashenkin with dry things, where it doesn't mix very well, you can't say that. However, pul hamitzri, beans, Shmuel holds that the zman gemar is when the peri finishes growing. Incidentally, the Rambam paskins that we say ein bila. Daf Yud Dalet. Bi ospecha, mi garncha, umi kvecha. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that the criteria for the date of meiser on a fruit is totally on when the rain fell, which produced this particular growth. Rabbi Akiva says, you go after the general rainwater from the previous year, except for vegetables. The Gemara asks, why is Shvat the cutoff point for the year? Why is that the Rosh Hashanah to determine the correct year for Maaser regarding Peres? And the Gemara answers, since most of the rainwater from the winter has already fallen, that's the time we make the determination. The Gemara says there was a Maaser b'Rabbi Akiva where he took an Esrog on Rosh Chodesh Shvat on the borderline between years 2 and 3, and he took off both Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani since he wanted to be Machmer both like Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. We know that Beis Hillel holds that the Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos is Tu B'Shvat, and Beis Shammai holds that it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So he wanted to be Machmer like both. I, Frekta Gemara, we know from the Gemara in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel, there was a Bas Kol that came down and said that we always Paskin like Beis Hillel, when there's a Machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. But before the Bas Kol, one could choose whoever he wanted to do like. But each person has to be consistent all the time. In other words, either he always holds like Beis Hillel, or he always holds like Beis Shammai. However, if one did the Kulas of both, then the person was considered a Rasha. And if a person does the chumers of both, he's considered a fool. Kasil b'chayshach haylech. So how did Rabbi Akiva follow the chumers of both? So the Gemara answers, he was not sure who exactly said what. Really, he wanted to follow Beis Hillel. Since he wasn't sure who said what, that was the confusion. Therefore, he followed both chumers. Rabbi Gamliel says, an esrog, although it's really a fruit, but it counts as a vegetable since it can grow with any type of water, not just rainwater. Therefore, we go basar lekita, the time of the gathering, and not basar chanata, like we do normally by fruits. Rabbi Eliezer says that we go basar chanata like we do for any other peri. Tavtesvav. Everything we know in the Jewish calendar is based on the lunar year, but we do look at the Arba Tkufais, which are related to the solar year, Tkufas Nisan, Tkufas Tammuz, Tkufas Tishrei, and Tkufas Teves. Rabbah said that an Esrog that was formed in year 6, but picked in year 7, is pater from both Meiser and Beer. Rav Hamnuna says it is Mechuyev in Meiser. If it was formed in year 7, but picked in year 8, then it's pater from Meiser, but it's Chayev in Beer. These machlekes are also a machlekes Tanoim. Rabbi Yossi says that in terms of Meiser, an Esrog's year is determined by when it was picked, but for Shvius, it's determined by when it was formed. The Rabbeinu Usha learned that the key is when it was picked for both Meiser and Shvius. Daf Tesayin, the Mishnah. Bi'arba perakim nidon ha'olam. There are four times that Hashem passes judgment every year. On Pesach, Hashem judges the Tfuah. On Shavuos, Hashem judges the Peres ha'ilan. Of course, to determine whether it's a year of feast or famine. On Rosh Hashanah, kol bay olam ivrin lefanav kivnei marim. All creatures pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the behemoths of Meiser Behema. Hashem sees the heart of each person and makes a judgment on them. And on Sukkot, Hashem judges the rain, whether there will be a lot of it or none of it, or a little bit of it. The Marsha explains that the Mishnah does not use the Nusach of Nidain on Rosh Hashanah, but rather Ivrin, since on Rosh Hashanah the Din begins, but it is not finished until Yom Kippur. The Ran explains on Pesach, we judge for the whole world, how much tfuah will exist. In other words, the cheftza, how much will exist. But Rosh Hashanah, we judge for each person what his share of the tfuah and water will be, i.e. the gavra. If a calamity happens to a person before Yom Kippur, then it was nigzer in the year before. If it happens after Yom Kippur, then it was judged in this year's Yom Kippur. Our Mishnah cannot be like Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, or Rav Nasa, since they hold differently than the Mishnah does. Rav Meir holds, Hakol Nidain B'Rosh Hashanah, but everyone is sealed on Yom Kippur. Rav Yehuda holds, Hakol Nidanin B'Rosh Hashanah, but each individual person or each individual thing is sealed on their special day. And Rav Yossi and Rav Nasan hold that a man is judged every single day of the year, not just on Rosh Hashanah. The Ran explains that Rosh Hashanah was the day chosen for Yom HaDin, since according to Rebbe Lazar, we say B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds B'Nisa Nivra Ha'olam, since Yom Kippur is on Yud Tishrei, Hashem put Rosh Hashanah before it to give a person a chance to do tshuva. The Ritva asks, what is the difference between Din on Rosh Hashanah and Chasima on Yom Kippur? And he answers, on Rosh Hashanah, they only give the verdict, but in Yom Kippur, they give the specific sense for the person. Before we mention that the Shita of Rabbi Yossi is that a person is judged each and every day, and not just on Rosh Hashanah. If so, then what is the purpose of Rosh Hashanah? If one is judged every single day, so what's the difference between Rosh Hashanah and the rest of the year? So the Baal Shem Tov gives a teretz, and he says that of course Rabbi Yossi is Maida, that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, but he holds that there is another judgment every single day as to how a person reacts and accept his fate, his judgment. The idea is to be happy every single day and to be Sameach B'Chelkai. This is what Hashem measures every single day. The Gemara says that Hashem judges a melech first, then a regular person, since it's not derech eretz to leave a melech standing on the outside. Also, he judges a melech first, so that the melech would not have to take the blame for the averis of the entire rabbin. We are mispal every single day for people who are sick in the bracha of Rifa'enu in Shmon Esrei. The Gemara says praying and crying to Hashem is good both before the Gzar Din and even after the Gzar Din. And the Gemara says the special matanis of the Yomim Tovim, on Pesach the Omer, on Shavuos the Shtei HaLechem, on Sukkot the Mayim, were given to Klal Yisrael in order to be a schus for the things judged on those days. The Gemara says that we say Malchios on Rosh Hashanah to show that we fully accept the Malchus of Hashem, the kingdom of Hashem. We say Zichronus, so Hashem will remember all the Schusim of Klal Yisrael and will use them in our favor. And Shaifrus goes hand in hand with both of these. The Ritva explains that the Chiyuv of Malchios, Zichronus, and Shaifrus is only Midrabanan. You could ask, if they're only Midrabanan, so how can the Gemara say the Lashon of the fact that Hashem said that you should say Malchios, Zichronus, and Shaifrus? So the answer is that we have an Asmachta, Zichrein Trua. So this makes it a lot stronger than simply something which is mitzvah rabbanan. The Ritva adds that from here we see that an esmachta is not just something that Chazal happened to find to support their own hypotheses and halachas, but rather the esmachta is really a true halacha, and because of the esmachta, it allowed the Chazal to be divinely aspired, and that it's not something that they just simply uncovered, but rather they were divinely aspired to come up with this halacha which really exists. Rabbi Vua asks, why do we blow the shofar of a ram on Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara answers, since Hashem wanted to remember the Akedas Yitzchak ben Avram, the binding of Yitzchak, and it will be like Klal Yisrael would also bind themselves to Hashem. The Aruch Laner asks, why does it have to say the Lashon in the Gemara of Yitzchak ben Avraham? We know who Yitzchak was. We know who his father was. So why does it have to say ben Avram? So the Gemara answers, so we get the Schus of two Schusim, one for the Nisyonis of Yitzchak, and one for the Nisyonis of Avram. Both of them had Nisyonis during the Akedah. Yitzchak, because he allowed himself to be put onto the Mizbeach, and Avram, because he took his son to be put onto the Mizbeach. The Gemara asks, why do we blow two sets of Tekiyas on Rosh Hashanah? We know that the two sets are the Tekiyas de Miyushav. These are blown before Musaf. It used to be that they would sit for these Tekiyas. And the Tekiyas de Me'umad. These are the Tekiyas that are blown during Shemon Esrei. These are the Tekiyas where they used to stand up during the Shemon Esrei. They would blow them then. So the Gemara answers, the reason that we have two different sets of tekiyas is kedela arvev hasatan, to confuse the satan. When he sees such chavivas hamitzvahs, then he will not be able to prosecute Klal Yisrael. That's why we blow the multiple sets of tekiyas. Today, incidentally, the minhag is to stand even by the tekiyas de miyushav before the Shemon Esrei, and that's what we do. We have a machlokes rishonim where the Rif, the Rambam, and the Meiri hold that once they were mesaken, that we stand by the tekiyas de miyushav before Shemon Esrei. Once you do that and you blow those tekiyas, at that point we are yaitza the chiyav d'oraisa of tekiyas shofar. And the later tekiyas just serve to be ma'arvev the satan. Taisvis in Psachim daf kuf tesvav hold that we are not yaitza at that point, but rather the d'oraisa were not yaitza until later on with the tekiyas de me'umad during Shemon Esrei. Taisvis here asks, how can we blow two sets of tekiyas? What about the halacha of Baal Taisif? You'll be over on Baal Taisif if you blow two sets. The Taisif answers, there's no Baal Taisif if one performs the exact same mitzvah twice, i.e. like Birkas Kohanim, for example. Baal Taisif is only if you do two different types of things. For example, you take two different ulavim, then you're over on Baal Taisif. The Rajba answers that Baal Taisif is only if someone is maisif something, midas atzmai, on his own. But here, with the extra tekiyas, were added al pidas chachamim, so there was no iser of Baal Taisif. Rabbi Yitzchak says that any year that the shofar was not blown on Rosh Hashanah in a certain place, evil will befall that place before the end of the year, since the satan was not mixed up on Rosh Hashanah. Mereshis Hashanah v'yad Achris Hashanah teaches us that if Klal Yisrael asks for kapara with anivus, humbly, then Hashem will end their year with bracha. Rabbi Yitzchak also said that you only judge a person by his maises at a particular moment, not in the future. So even though Hashem knew that Yishmael would be a Rasha, but at the moment when he needed water, when he was sitting in the Midbar, and he was misbal to Hashem, at that moment he was a tzaddik. Ki shama Elokim el kol hanar ba'asher husham. At that moment he was a tzaddik. Therefore Hashem listened to his tefillas and he took care of him. This is one of the key lessons of Rosh Hashanah, that even though a person was chayta all year, if he does tshuva on Rosh Hashanah, and he is clean at that particular moment, then Hashem forgives his averus. Rabbi Yitzchak also said that there are three things that bring forth the averus of man. In other words, these things happen in Shemayim, they make a cheshbon of the person. Number one, when a person walks next to a shaky wall, at that moment where a person is in that sakana, in Shemayim they take account of his averus. Number two, ayun tefila, when a person is overly confident that his tefilas will be mekubal, then they look at his din v'cheshbon. And number three, if a person asks Hashem to punish his chaver, then we look at him. Since Rav Avin said, "Kol ha-meiser din al-chavera, hu nenesh t'chila," he will get punished first. There are four things that can change the gzar din of a man. Number one, tztaka, because we know tztaka tatzil mimavas. Number two, tza'aka, which is tefila. Number three, shina Hashem, changing a name, as we know, ki sara shema, when Sara changed her name was changed. And finally, shinui maisa. Some add that Shinui Mokum is also something which could change a Gzar Din, as we see from Avram, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, and we know, Mishana Mokum, Mishana Mazel. The Gemara says a person is mechuyev to pay his respects and visit his Rebbe on Yontif. The Nayyid Yehuda asks, why isn't halacha brought down at all today in Shulchan Aruch? So he answers that this chiyuv was only bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim. Then there was a chiyuv lekabel pnei shechina during the regalim to the beis hamikdash. So there was also a chiyuv to be mekabel pnei rabbi also. But today, where there is no aliyah leregel, since there's no beis hamikdash, so we don't visit our rebbe on yontif, because kavod rabbi should not be better than kavod shamayim. And since we can't go to be mekabel kvayt shamayim, we're not mekabel rabbi either. The Gemara says there's a chiyuv for a person to be metahir himself in a mikvah for yontif, in order so he'll be ready to eat kachim in Yerushalayim. The question is, bizman hazeh, does this halacha apply that a person needs to go to the mikvah on erev yontif? The Sharei Tshuva in Arachayim Simen Tovkuv Chof Tes brings from the Shagas Aryeh that there's no chiyuv today. But the Matei Ephraim says that even though there's no chiyuv to be metahir, that a person gets the mitzvah if he does. The Gemara says three books of man are opened on Rosh Hashanah. The book of Tzadikim are written and sealed, La'alter L'chaim, immediately. The book of Rishayim are written and sealed for Misa, La'alter, immediately. And the Beinanim are written on Rosh Hashanah, but are not fully decided upon until Yom Kippur. The Rashba and Taisvis ask, how is the Shayach? We see that many Tzadikim die early, when they're young, and many Rishayim end up living a long life. So the answer that our Gemara is referring to Olam Haba. If a person is a tzaddik, even though he may die early in this world, but he'll live long in Olam Haba. And finally the Gemara says, in Tchias HaMesim, there will be three groups to be judged. Tzaddikim, Rishayim, and Beinanim. Daf Yud Zayin. Hashem Memis Umechaye Merid V'Yoel. Hashem puts people into their graves and brings them up from their graves. The Pasuk in Tehillim, Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem Eskoili, this is David HaMelech referring to the time of Misa, that Hashem will listen to me, even during the time of Misa, because he tipped the scales in my schus. The Gemara says, Paishe Yisrael Begufan, those Jews who have been chaita with their bodies, in other words, they never put on tefillin, and they have many averis, and Goyim, who did Gili Arayis, they'll go to Gehenna for a period of 12 months, and their ashes will fall under the feet of tzaddikim. But the tztukim, the kofrei Torah, people who were maser, they tattletaled to the government, those who spread terror, and those who were chayte umachte asarabim, they go to Gehenna and stay there for generations. The Gemara says someone who is exactly a Beinoni, Hashem will tip the scales in his favor. Someone who rules with excessive terror, he will never have banim talmidei chachamim. Rava said, kol amavir al midaisav, mavirin layal kol pishav. Anyone who is tolerant on people who did bad to him, Hashem will also overlook some of his averas as well. Vayavar Hashem al panav vayikra. We see that Hashem put a talis on himself, like a shliach tzibur, and showed Moshe the Seder HaTfilah, so he could teach people how to ask kapara for averus. Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanan. Why does it say the name Hashem twice? The answer is because Hashem is rachum, has rachum in both before a person does the avera and after. The Gemara says if a person says the 13 midas, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanan, etc., he will never be turned away. Tshuva is so great that it can change a person's zardin. So if a person does tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they're meichelim. But if he doesn't do tshuva, even if he brings kol karbana sheba olam, then they're not meichelim. And a tzibur has the koyach to get mechila via tshuva any time of the year, not just between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yisa Hashem panav elecha tells us that tshuva helps, and the elecha tells us that only for Jews tshuva helps. This is the Medrash Tanchuma. And in general, tshuva only works for things that have been adam l'makom. But tshuva does not work for averus ben adam l'chavera. Daf Yud Ches. It's better for a person to be misbal for tshuva before the gzar din, not after the gzar din. A gzar din that has a shvua attached to it cannot be changed, as we see from the Mishpachas Eli. The Gemara says a person who has both Torah and Gemilas Chasodim has extra special zuchuyas, and these zuchuyas cannot be gotten just by buying karbanas, but rather Torah and Gemilas Chasadim are much stronger than the karbanas. Torah is a refuah for everything. There was a family in Yerushalayim where all of their children died when they turned 18. Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai told them to be misasik b'Torah. They did, and the gzera was lifted, and the family lived. The pasuk Dirshu Hashem v'himatzai, to seek at Hashem, we say that it's easiest to seek at Hashem to do tshuva during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And finally, the Gemara says that on Rosh Hashanah, all people pass through judgment in front of Hashem, kibnei maran, like a shepherd. Each person is judged in of himself, but Hashem also looks at the whole world at once. At the same time, he judges each person individually. And on this point, we will conclude our share.